He Loves Me, He Loves Me Not by Max Loving. Seriously, Fred? Debbie's voice rose as she talked with her husband on the phone.
I'm afraid so, sweetie. I have to work tonight. Sorry.
But you promised tonight would be ours. I was so looking forward to this evening. Fred remained quiet for a moment before responding. I know, honey, and I'm extremely sorry. I'll make it up to you later. Debbie growled. You don't think I'm important anymore. You don't love me. Then she slammed the phone down on the bar as she hung up. How could he treat her like this? Tears ran down her cheeks as she tried to make sense of things. Was he cheating on her? While she would tend to immediately dismiss such a thought, this was a red flag. Her girlfriend's husband cheated on her by always saying he had to work late, when all the while he was secretly seeing another woman. It had only happened with Fred for the last 3 nights. Could he be seeing another woman? The thought made her shudder. Her phone rang. Fred's name popped up on the screen. She didn't want to talk to him in this condition, so she refused to answer the phone. Then she noticed that the number he called from was from the office, not his cell phone. She grabbed a tissue and attempted to dry up her tears. Yes, he was at the office, not at some slut's house. But why? Why won't he come to be with me this evening? This one evening? They hadn't spent much time together since the kids were born, but a seminar at church on marriage had emphasized how important it was that a husband and wife make the time to spend with each other. You can't take care of the kids if you aren't taking care of your spouse, was the catchphrase of the speakers. So Fred and Debbie had decided to make a go of spending more time together. This was their first event. Now it was a bust. A rap on the door brought her back to reality. She straightened her blouse and blew her nose before proceeding to the door. Upon opening it, she saw a chauffeur standing before her with a big box wrapped in red and a giant silver bow on top. This was the last thing she ever expected to see. Can I help you? The chauffeur held out the box to her. I have been told to convey the following message. Put this on, nothing else but what is in this box. Then come to the limousine parked in front of your house, and you will be driven to meet a longtime admirer. She stared at the box. Was it legit? Who was this longtime admirer? Could it be Fred? If not him, who? Would she be cheating on Fred to go with this guy? She pondered her options. Well, ma'am, what shall I tell the gentleman who sent me to you? Do I return empty-handed? Debbie held up a finger to indicate to wait a minute. Then she hit upon her answer. If it was Fred, she'd be totally screwing up his plan. And boy, was this some plan, if he was really behind this. And if it wasn't Fred, once he was revealed, she would have to politely decline, letting him know she thought her husband set this up. She held out her hand. Thank you. I'll take the box, and I'll be out shortly. She quickly took the box back to her bedroom. She opened the box like it was Christmas. She ripped the paper and bow off and opened the box. She reached in to pull out a thin, black, short, skirted dress. A deep neckline ran about midway between her breast and her belly button. Black lace ran around the edges and the cuffs and the bottom of the skirt. She slid the one-piece dress over her naked body once she had discarded her clothes. She examined herself in the mirror. A sexy girl stood there, eyes glued on her. She pulled the dress as far down as she could. It appeared to barely cover her bare butt. Surely there were some panties in here somewhere. She rummaged through the box, only finding a pair of high-heeled black slippers. I can't go out in this, can I? While the thought of her running around in front of who knows how many people in this outfit dredged up some fear in her of someone seeing something they shouldn't, It also fired off a sense of excitement. How many times had she fantasized about this? But she'd never told anyone. That is, except for Fred. She smiled. This had to be Fred's doing. That sly angel of a man. She shoved thoughts of who might see what out of her mind, slipped on the slippers, and headed for the door. He loved her after all. She'd have to get him back for the anguish he'd put her through. For tonight, however, she was going to enjoy this. She rubbed her pussy and wetness covered her fingers. She licked her fingers and leaned over so that most of her breasts could be seen through the gaps she had created. She grabbed her cell phone and clicked out a picture of herself. She knew he'd love this, so she sent him a text of her decked out in this skimpy outfit, the bottom of her butt cheeks peeking out from beneath the skirt, all but her nipples in full view through the dress. She added the words to her text, "Hey, big boy, I'm coming to come." Her fingers hovered over the send button. What if this wasn't him who had sent it? Well, she figured he would enjoy the sight nonetheless. She hit the send button and waited. All he sent back was the emoji of a face with its tongue hanging out and its eyes all wacky. She giggled. If nothing else, she might have lit a spark in him enough to have him come racing home. She grabbed her purse and headed to the front door as the chauffeur led her to the car and opened the door for her to go in. She said a quick prayer of thanksgiving if it was Fred, and the willpower to say no if it wasn't. As she sat in the vehicle, velvet soft upholstery greeted her bare butt. She pushed her fingers down into the cleft of her pussy. Her mouth opened in a silent expression of pleasure as her fingers brushed against her clit. This was only a taste of what was going to come that evening. She rose to a climax as the limousine hit the interstate and they both sped towards their separate goals. The limousine pulled up in front of a mansion, at least a very big house. The chauffeur stopped the car at the front and exited the vehicle to open her door. He pointed, saying, "Your secret admirer is inside." Debbie stepped out of the limousine, taking in all that she saw. The white rock-faced building stood tall and ancient, white pillars propped up in overhang on the front porch. She could easily imagine this existed as a southern plantation house in the 1800s. She shook her head. Either her husband had some good friends, or he had tucked away some money he hadn't told her about, or this wasn't him waiting inside. She began to feel uneasy that the latter could be true. But she had gone this far, and she didn't want to disappoint him if it was Fred waiting in there. So she reached out and turned the knob. The door opened. Once inside, the darkness struck her as mysterious. It grew even darker when she shut the door behind her, though her eyes began to adjust momentarily. She scanned the area as best she could. "Hello? Fred?" A silhouette of a man crossed over to her. Then a hand stroked her face. She gasped and fought the urge to jump away. "Fred, is that you?" she whispered. The man didn't answer, but traced his fingers from her cheek down her neck and over the thin material covering her braless breast. She turned away and headed for the door. A strange voice echoed through the still room. "Don't go." She froze. This was not Fred's voice, though she knew she had heard it before. "Who are you? Tell me, or I will leave." The quivering of her voice betrayed her fear to him. "I knew Fred would be busy tonight." "Why? How could you know that?" "Because I am his boss." "His boss?" Yes, that's where she remembered that voice from. At the company picnics they had attended, She recalled the way he kept gazing at her. But was this just the setup to discover how faithful she would be? And Fred would soon reveal himself? Or did his boss convince him to work late in an attempt to get her for himself? She headed towards the door. He grabbed her arm and jerked her back. I said, please don't go. She attempted unsuccessfully to yank her arm from his firm hold. I'm flattered that you admire me, but I'm happily married to a good man. And you can stay married to him. I know from our discussions that you want sex more than he does. So much he secretly fears you will cheat on him. So I figured I would help you find the man who could satisfy you, and that's me. He pulled her to himself and turned on the lights, his gaze at her form in this skimpy dress he had given her. Caused her to feel as if she might as well have been naked before him. Now that she saw him, sandy hair and broad shoulders, his grin as he forced her closer to him, her breast squished up against his chest, caused her to scream. Though she didn't expect anyone to come busting in, someone did. Fred. He swung the door open and raced over to his boss. Fred, no lightweight himself, swung a punch at the stunned boss, knocking him out. Debbie hugged him lightly as tears rolled down her cheeks. I didn't know. I thought it was you, honest. Fred cuddled her head against his chest. I know. I know. None of it is your fault. What do you mean? How do you know that? How did you find out? He smiled. It was the picture you texted me of the dress. At first, I thought maybe you had bought it. But then I recalled that the boss shared with me a dress he was buying for someone special. Then it all fell into place. Why he wanted me to work late, despite my promise to you. I put two and two together and came here to make sure he wasn't doing what I thought he might be doing. She hugged him stronger as she dried the tears from her eyes. I'm so glad I married a smart man. But not a very sensitive man, I'm afraid. Debbie frowned. How are you not sensitive? He reached down and kissed her tenderly. His tongue swirled around hers, and her passion rose. Then he broke for air. Because I've neglected taking care of you sexually, I've let you stew for far too long in your passion for me. He kissed her again. This time wetness soaked her pussy. His hard dick pushed up against her stomach. Debbie said, I know this isn't a good time, but I've got to have you now, especially with the police on the way. She stomped her foot. Something is always in the way. He kissed her again. We still have tonight. I'm not going back to the office. He glanced down at the boss lying unconscious on the floor. By the way, sir, I quit. She smiled and hugged her husband. I can hardly wait for tonight. The police came, arrested his former boss, and took some statements from Debbie and Fred. As they left, they entered their truck. They hugged each other again and kissed. Their passion rose as he fondled her breast. Knowing she couldn't wait until they made it home, she reached down to stroke his hard cock through his pants. He said, that feels so good. Her mouth watered for his dick. She unzipped his pants and went down on his member. His moan said she had hit the right spot. She ran her lips over his long cock up and down several times. He shivered as he let out an, oh! Then she flicked her tongue over his sensitive spot. He tensed up and held his breath. She could tell it would be soon now. So she plunged his dick into her throat all the way to his trimmed hair. That did it. He pushed his dick into her mouth hard, and then the cum came in spurts. Ah! He yelled as cream filled her mouth and throat. She gladly drank it down as her prize for all her efforts on his behalf. As his flow slowed down to a dribble, she backed out. He groaned in response with the effect of his afterglow. Once his dick had left her lips, she watched to see if anything else would come out. When it did, she licked his tip of its pearl dangling from his penis. Fred sighed. Oh, babe, that felt so good. Looks like you need some relief as well. The car drove by. Once they had passed, Debbie slipped down in the seat, her head resting against the door, and her legs and pussy propped up on the console, ready for his enjoyment. While she had, without realizing it, worn this dress without any panties for Fred's boss, it seemed that now it provided her goods to her husband instead. He stared at her. Do you realize just how hot you look? She giggled, which surprised her, being that she had nearly been raped. He said, what's so funny? Not really funny, just musing that your boss intended this feast for himself, but you're getting it instead. He smiled. Yes, there is justice in this world after all. He dove his head into her pussy. His warm lips kissed her vaginal lips. Then a tongue explored her pussy. First it sank into her vagina's hole, circling as he went. His tongue reached as far as it could down her hole, barely touching her G-spot. She quivered as the first orgasmic sensations ran through her body as arousal kicked in. She moaned in response. He continued to work that area for another minute or so before moving up to her clit. He circled it like an animal circling its prey. Then he flicked his tongue back and forth over her clit, causing sensations she'd been dying to feel for several days. As the waves built, he sucked her clit into his lips, sending pleasure breaking upon her heart like waves upon a seawall. Oh, God, she said, as a more powerful orgasmic wave hit her. Don't let this ever stop. Then he returned to flicking his tongue over her clit, and she didn't think she could take much more. As the intensity built and built, her body started to rage with convulsions as she vibrated with her orgasm. He continued playing with her clit and sucking on it, which continued to send intense wave after wave until she couldn't distinguish them anymore. One long, glorious orgasm racked her body, filled her with pure joy and love for her husband. As he continued to lick and lick, she realized he was enjoying her juices as much as her orgasm, because he didn't stop, but just kept going. As she went down in intensity, a new orgasm kicked in, and the intensity started going up again. I'm going to come again! He licked her harder, putting as much pressure as his tongue would allow. That did it. A giant wave of pleasure crashed upon her already swollen pussy and echoed out over her body. Ah! She arched her back, pushed her pelvis into him, holding his head in place as if it were a live dildo. She didn't care about the car driving by. They'd be unlikely to see much of anything anyway. She was lost in her own world of orgasmic pleasure that only her husband could give her. The afterglow buzz followed her intense contraction. Finally, Fred gave her one last lick before rising to clean his face and her pubic area, not to mention the console. She sat back up, pleasure still softly and warmly vibrating through her body. She looked over at Fred. I really do love you. Thank you for being the hero today, not only in saving me from your boss, but in the totally amazing love you just showed to me. Well, I did promise, he grinned. I didn't realize how much I needed that. And we aren't done just yet. I want to fill your pussy with my cum when we get home. She beamed. Her love for him was so real. He did love her, and now she felt it.